Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled, Where Do You Get Your Juice?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After feeding the crowd, Jesus sent them away and got into the boat with the disciples to return to the other side of the lake. Now, the disciples had forgotten to bring any bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus cautioned them, saying, "Watch out. Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod." They said to one another, "He's saying that because we have no bread." And becoming aware of it, Jesus said to them, "Why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and fail to see? Do you have ears and fail to hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you collect?" And they said to him, 7. Then Jesus said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. I think this is not exactly an easy gospel, but let me start with the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. That's not too hard. What is yeast? I'm a bread maker, and I know it's the activator. It's the energy. It enlivens the bread. It's a force. It's a power. It's like what gives us our juice, as when you plug something into a wall socket and, hey, you've got juice. So the juice of the Pharisees, as we read it throughout the gospel story, was to subvert Jesus. They were hanging around looking for something he might say or do so they could stop him. That is not honest. That is no way to live. Life is meant to be lived straight on and honestly. So he said to them, "Beware of that kind of juice." That's all he's saying. The second part of this gospel is a doozy, isn't it? Jesus is very urgent with these questions. He probably said, "Really, you know, why are you so stupid? Don't you get it?" He said, "I'm here. I have arrived. I am with you." And in case you missed it, the world is a different place. You know, there was this huge need and he supplied it, period. We Christians are here today and we're hearing these words. We have to make the difference. In the face of all the world's, I always bring it back to this, all the world's refugees and all the world's hungry, starving, what is our response? Do we go to South Sudan and minister? Do we go and work in the refugee camps? Yes, if we can. Whatever it is, whether it's feeding the hungry or rejecting the lies that our leaders tell us, we Christians have to be awake and aware. And we have to make a difference. Even if we're seniors, we have to be aware. And we have to hold our poor world in our hearts. God bless you.